Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of the purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ. And we've seen thus far that He came to redeem us. You and I are now a purchased possession. We're bought with a price. We belong to Him. We are now to live unto Him. We've also seen that He came, and now He has forgiven us of all of our sins. We know that sin has no dominion over us, and that He remembers our sins and iniquities no more. When we confess them, we receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. He also came that we would be saved. Now we can undergo a new birth, receiving Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, and get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He also came so that He could send forth the Holy Spirit, which He got from the Father, and He sent it in on the day of Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit now is received subsequent to salvation. We receive the Holy Spirit that comes to dwell in our new spirit. He's also came to bring us out of darkness into the marvelous light, and that we would possess everlasting life. He's also brought us into the new covenant, that now the Word is written in our heart and written in our mind. He's also made us kings and priests unto God. And now you and I are a holy nation. We are a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God. Also a royal ruling priesthood where we rule and reign over the enemies. We are also a spiritual house as lively stones. And as we walk in the ways of the Word of God, we attain to righteousness. Righteousness comes and spirit when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and then we walk in the ways of the Word of righteousness. Remember, we seek not only the kingdom, but also His righteousness. And he that does righteousness continually is righteous, even as He is righteous. Also, we see that He came to bring forth grace, which is His favor, and the mercy of God, the love of God in action toward us, and then the result is His peace. Also, now we can walk free from fear. He's not given us a spirit of fear, and we can overcome all fear and fear not. He also came to bring the revelation of the Father to us, that we would know our Heavenly Father. He also brings us to the place of repentance, that we would change our mind and that we would turn away from the ways contrary to the Word of God. Also, as our mind is renewed to the Word of God, we develop the mind of Christ within us as we are putting on the new man through the Word of God renewed in our mind. Also, we come out of worldliness. We're separate from the ways of the world. We now know that we're dead to sin. Sin has no dominion over us. We now can yield our members unto righteousness to produce fruit unto holiness. So we're going to strive against sin, and we're going to conquer all sin in our life. We're going to pick up from here, and we're going to go into talking about how He came to set us free from inherited generational curses. In Numbers chapter 14 and verse 18, the Bible says, "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation." This indicates that every single person on the face of the earth has the effect of the iniquities of their fathers. And this iniquity of our forefathers is visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. These are inherited generational curses. Well, Jesus came to enable us to break the inherited generational curses so they will not manifest in our life. In Lamentations 5:7, "Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities." We see that our fathers have sinned. What's the result? It produces iniquity, which is of the heart when you study it out in Scripture. And even though they're not, meaning they've passed on, you and I have borne their iniquities. Remember, the blessings come on us and our seed, but also the curses will come on us and our seed. Therefore, we have inherited generational iniquity curses which must be dealt with and broken in our life. Proverbs 26:2 says, "The curse causeless shall not come." There is a cause for every curse, and that cause is sin in our own life or iniquity from the inheritance line. Now, in order to break these curses, we need to first of all deal with the cause of it, And there's two aspects to a curse. One thing we need to mention, first of all, there is a cause to it, which is the sin or iniquity, but also the second thing is there is the enforcement of the curse. And the enforcement of the curse is by the devil. And how does he do things? He is a spirit and he operates through evil spirits that serve him. So the enforcement of a curse comes by the evil spirits that have come into a person through the open door of sin in their own life or from the inherited generational iniquity curses where the spirits come in at the time of conception. Now, in order to deal with the cause of inherited generational curses, we need to remit, which means to send forth the effects of the sins of our forefathers. We see this in Luke chapter 5 and verse 20 and following, where Jesus ministered to the man who had the palsy. And remember, he was brought down through the four, coming down through the tiles of the roof. And when he saw their faith in Luke 5 verse 20, he said, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." Now remember, this is Old Testament era, before Jesus had been to the cross, the blood of Jesus had not been shed. Could anybody have their sins forgiven in the sense of being washed away and cleansed in the Old Testament era? No. They were covered over once a year when the high priest would go in and pour out the blood on the mercy seat, but nobody could have their sins cleansed. The word forgiven is a Greek word, aphiemi, which means to send away or to remit the effects of sins. You and I can remit the effects of the sins and the iniquities of our forefathers and all the preceding generations that have influenced our life to break the legal right of those spirits to continue to operate and to bring that inherited generational curse into manifestation in our life. And this is very important. As we read on in Luke chapter 5, we see that the scribes and the Pharisees came against them and said, "Who can forgive?" Same word, aphiemi, "who can remit sins but God alone?" Well, down in verse 24, Jesus said, "But you may know that the Son of Man has power." And the word power is exousia in the Greek, which means authority. The Son of Man has authority upon earth to send forth sins. Same word for forgiven, aphiemi. So he had authority to send forth sins. He could send forth the sins or minister healing to the sick, because he had authority to do both. That tells you and me that you and I have authority also to send forth the sins as well as to minister healing to see people be restored from sickness and disease. So this is why we remit the sins and iniquities of our forefathers, because we can't confess them for them. In most cases, they're passed on, yet we are affected by the iniquities of our forefathers. Now, in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives." The word deliverance is a word which means to recover from bondage or imprisonment. And so you and I are going to go through deliverance to come out of captivity to the enemy through the evil spirits that come in from the curses. Also, he says he recovers sight to the blind and set at liberty them that are bruised. The word set at liberty is also the same word for deliverance, to bring forth freedom from bondage or imprisonment. Now, Mark 16:17 tells us what we do in order to get rid of these spirits that have been influencing us from the inherited generational curses that have come into us. And how do we get rid of these ones that are enforcing the curse? In Mark 16:17, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils." Every single believer is to cast out the evil spirits. As we cast out the evil spirits, then we are driving out that which is enforcing the curse. That's why Jesus cast out devils every place he went. In Mark 1:39, he preached the gospel in all the synagogues of Galilee, and he cast out the demons. As you cast out the demons, you get rid of that which is enforcing the curse, whether it's from inheritance or from your own life. Another thing that Jesus comes to do, not only to deliver us from evil spirits, and of course this is to happen today through you and me as we cast out the spirits, but also to bring healing. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, he speaks of the fact that he is the Lord who healeth us. And that's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer, the covenant-keeping name of the Lord is healer. We know in Isaiah chapter 53, in verse 4 and 5, it speaks of the fact that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Meaning that's what Jesus was going to accomplish on the cross by taking the stripes, all the sickness and disease laid upon him, so that we could be healed. Matthew 8:17 says, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We're to live unto our righteousness, and righteousness is not only that which we walk in and stand in, but also it's a revelation of our rights that belong to us in Christ. And if we're going to live unto our rights in Christ, one of those is healing. As it says, by His stripes you are healed. Healing now belongs to us. In Psalms 103 in verse 3, it says, He's the one who healeth all thy diseases. He is the healer of all sickness and disease. And in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, the Bible says, You lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, because we release the healing power of God to flow into their body. And in James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil, which is a type of the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save, or this word is sozo, which means to heal also, to heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. That shows you the fact that we lay hands on the sick to release healing, or we anoint with oil in the name of the Lord and pray a prayer of faith to release healing. So in order to break these curses, whether they come in from our own sins, which will allow them to come in, or from being victimized in our life by what other people have done to us, or from the inherited generational iniquity curses, we're going to remit the sins and iniquities of our forefathers. In our own case, from our own sins, we're going to confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And regarding people that have done evil to us, we're going to forgive them of what they've done and let go of all the bitterness, resentment, anger, whatever it might be that we might have against them. And then we're going to cast out the spirits that have come in from the inherited generational curses, as well as from our own sins or victimized in life. And as we cast out the spirits, we will drive out that which is enforcing the curse, and we will be set free from the curse. And then as we walk in line with the Word and take hold of the promise, we will see the blessings of God, the promises of God come to pass in our life. Well, we're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems such as schizophrenia, depression, panic attacks, anxiety, fears, and breaking inherited generational curses. Through the teaching, preaching, and personal ministry to the needs in your life, you will grow strong in the Lord, learning how to walk in the Spirit, developing a personal, intimate fellowship with the Lord, and conquering the devil in every area of your life. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.